Society needs strong masculine men. We have an epidemic of children being raised in fatherless homes, and 80% of divorces are initiated by women. Women are taught that they don't need men and that they're even disposable. We can't do it alone, and we shouldn't accept doing it alone. We really need to stop perpetuating this idea that we don't need men. Men provide us with their life force energy, which impregnates us, and they have a purpose in society, and they are at the foundation of everything that has been built. Men provide protection in a home. They provide stability in a home. They provide responsibility and structure in a home. Studies have shown that growing up without a father can permanently restructure and rewire the brain and can create more aggression and anger in children. Girls raised without fathers are more likely to be sexually promiscuous and also more likely to get divorced. 70% of teen births happen in homes of single mothers. 70% of dropouts, 70% of suicides, juvenile delinquents, and runaways are raised in single mother homes. Children from single family homes are 5 times more likely to commit suicide, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 10 times more likely to suffer from substance abuse, 14 times more likely to commit rape, and 20% times more likely to end up in prison. The strongest predictor of if a person will end up in prison is if they're raised in a single mother home. 70% of inmates serving long-term prison sentences were raised in a single mother home. And you are 4 times more likely to end up in poverty being raised by a single mother. Burden of responsibilities ends up on the woman's shoulders and makes her vulnerable to predators and pedophiles who abuse her children. This creates a lot more family karma that you now have to work through, and the children also will have to work through. Men are starting to see that the odds are stacked against them with how many women initiate divorce and are not committing anymore. Because women aren't in the home full time, they have to work to take care of the family. The children are left to their own devices and are being indoctrinated by government schools, and they're being taught in kindergarten about sex and changing their genders. There has even been countless of times where people have discovered in school libraries pornography in books for children and teenagers. A more promiscuous society creates an over-sexualization of women. This creates a very promiscuous society and an extremely high abortion rate. Something has to change.
She makes great points in this video, but I suspect she is a chameleon. I have been noticing more women changing their stance on men. They are starting to get desperate. Why would she be talking about this? What benefit does it have for her? She will get attention and validation from men. Men will say she is awesome for disowning the womanist movement. But at her core, does she really believe what she says? That I cannot answer. Expect to see more women changing their stance on these topics. They will try to butter you up. There is no unicorn out there. Even if this woman's intentions were honest, I am still never going to get married again, unless divorce laws are changed. With all of the problems we are facing in 2022, women are getting scared. They will say and do anything to get in good standing with you. My intentions are not to bash this woman, rather, my intentions are to warn men to be careful and be on guard. If you let your guard down, a woman will take advantage of it.